Isabella swept bare necessities off the Qing dresser into her open toiletry bag. Her hand shook as it hovered over the cut crystal bottle containing perfume her father had given her on her wedding day. The memory of his secret smile and the shine of tears in his eyes as he prepared to deliver her to her waiting fiancé rubbed her face in the destruction of all the bright hopes she'd harbored that day. Though it had only been 2 years, it felt like 3 decades ago. Breaking her promise to take nothing of this life with her, she tucked the relic safely beside the single change of clothes she jammed into her oversized Gucci purse. Light winked off the polished surface in the ornate mirror, which towered over the furniture in the mammoth room. It drew her attention to her reflection, disheveled, black smudges staining the skin beneath her eyes, a maroon slash of blood drying on her split lip. The clock on the wall behind her heralded the 5 o'clock hour. She nearly jumped out of her skin. She had to hurry. Malcolm could come crashing into their bedroom at any instant. When he realized she wasn't prepared to service his friend, he'd vent his fury. As of last night, the straggling vestiges of the aristocratic veneer she'd fallen for had vanished. She regretted not being able to jam his balls into his throat. But the way he'd pinned her, with just one arm while she kicked and thrashed, had proven she stood no chance of overturning him in a physical matchup. She refused to allow anyone to manhandle her again. After fleeing the jail that should have been her sanctuary, she made one last stop. She flung open the teak door to her husband's study, striding to the Renoir concealing his personal safe. She keyed in the code he had never realized she knew, then overlaid her meager belongings with the pile of cash he kept on hand for emergencies. This counted as one for sure. Isabella limped through the hall as fast as the fire searing her ankle would allow, cursing the sprawling mansion that had never become the home of her dreams. Nothing so cold impressed her, no matter how many millions it cost. A cry tore from her throat when she stumbled over the marble stairs remaining between her and freedom. Pain spurred her to move faster while she had the chance. The tap of her heels echoed across the expansive entryway. She couldn't remember the house being empty before. Not even the butler lingered. She had no idea where to go. Without her husband, she had nothing, was nothing. Or so he had told her often, during the past several months of their degrading relationship. Hiding would be futile. With unlimited resources, Malcolm could hunt her no matter where she ran. No, she had to make sure he couldn't touch her. The pictures she'd taken would be a start. Alone, they wouldn't stop him from seeking retribution. She climbed into the silver Mercedes she usually rode in. An assortment of knobs baffled her. She tried each one, accidentally rolling down the window, before adjusting the seat so she could reach the gas and see above the dash. Why the hell hadn't she insisted on driving herself anywhere in the past 2 years? Pre-Malcolm, the act had been a secret thrill since her father had attempted to shelter her from any possible harm. Overprotective following her mother's accident, he'd coddled her. She hadn't had the heart to rebuke his attentions. Sensitive to the debilitating fear of loss he'd often revealed when she became too adventurous. He'd meant well, but she'd married young, determined to stretch her wings. Too bad she'd jumped from the frying pan into the fire. Malcolm put her father to shame in the controlling department, and he hadn't cared for her at all despite his loving act up front. In the end, she'd hurt the one man who mattered, her father.